Hello and welcome back to the My First Marathon podcast, where usually we're interviewing runners in all stages of their running careers about their first marathon experiences. But today we're back with another Wednesday mini episode. If you live somewhere where you're starting to have to run in hotter and hotter weather, especially if this is the first time that you're experiencing it, your running might be feeling a little bit different than you're used to. First things first, if you're training for a fall race, you are doing the hardest training of your cycle in the hardest time of the year to do it. Give yourself some credit for that, give yourself some grace, and know that pushing through summer running or late spring running doesn't just prepare your body for race day, it also builds this kind of mental toughness that you won't fully appreciate until you're out there in October feeling strong. Today, I'm going to walk you through three things you can do to make summer running way more manageable. So without further ado, let's jump right in. All right, tip number one is maybe going to feel like a simple one, but hydrate like you mean it. If fueling really hasn't been your thing, or you've been able to get away with it in the fall, the winter, the early spring, summer is where that's all going to catch up to you. You need to be hydrating before, during, and after every single run in the summer. That's what's going to help you prepare better for every single run. It's going to help you recover better. I promise you, hydrating is going to make a huge difference in summer running. So if you haven't started with hydrating, start now. Tip number two is preparing the night before. Preparation is everything when it comes to summer running. Gone are the days of rolling out of bed, tossing some fuel in your vest or your bag, and heading out the door. Summer running requires you to have a little bit more intention before every single run. I know it feels like a lot, I know it feels like an extra step, but trust me, your body is going to thank you, and your runs are going to feel so much better if you just put a little extra effort into it. A few of my favorites to help you prep the night before a long run or a midweek run where you know that you're going to be running in the heat. Number one is freeze 3/4 of your liquids in your bottle or your flasks if you're taking a vest the night before so that you can add a little bit of water on top of the ice and it'll melt as you run and stay cold for longer. So freeze 3/4 of your bottle of your liquids the night before. I personally also like to wet a towel, like a sweat towel, and throw that in the freezer the night before as well. That's something that you can drape on the back of your neck or you can wrap around your wrists as you start to heat up. It's also something that as you kind of get through your run, it'll start to dry out and you can use as a sweat towel as well. There is nothing worse than getting salty sweat in your eyes on a run and not having anything on your body that's dry to be able to wipe it. So freeze a wet towel to drape on the back of your neck and wrist as you heat up, and then it'll dry throughout your run and you'll have something to wipe the sweat off of your face as well. The last one is not one that I learned until later in my running career, but also freeze your gels so that they're not warm and gross and sticky against your body during your mid-run. It's going to melt quickly. So freezing it doesn't mean that you're going to have this like solid lump that you're going to have to get down on a run. Just freeze the ones that you're going to used, you know, second, third, fourth on your long runs. Keep the first one maybe in the fridge or something like that. And then as they're up against your body or in your belt or wherever you're going to put them, they'll start to get gooier and gooier, but they won't be that like liquid, sticky, gross feeling that I'm sure all of us have felt. Other than sticking some things in the freezer the night before, preparation is also laying out everything the night before. You're going to have to get out the door a little bit early to catch your run before it gets way too hot. So if you lay out everything the night before instead of kind of jumping up and trying to do it all in the morning, that's actually going to save you precious time and maybe even get you out the door a little earlier than you normally would. So a little preparation, lay everything out the night before, get out early, and have your fuel ready to go. Tip number three is about heat acclimation. Now, I want you to do your own research on this one because it's a little bit different for everyone and it really requires a lot of listening to your body. But speaking from my own experience, the concept is pretty simple. Your body adjusts to heat when you introduce heat gradually. So now is a perfect time at the end of spring as we kind of get into early summer to start to introduce heat acclimation. The way that you do it is to start with walks outside with plenty of water in the heat, move to your shorter runs and then your mid-length runs. So essentially you're gradually putting yourself outside in the heat to get your body used to it so that by the time you get to your long runs and you're pushing into the warmer parts of your day, your body will have some experience to draw from. It won't feel like such a shock. If you do heat acclimation the right way, you should be able to run longer in the heat and you should be able to keep your heart rate lower for longer. As we start to get further into summer, I plan to kind of do a part two to this one and give you some more tips and tricks for running in the heat. But the mindset shift that I want to leave you with today is that slow summers equal fast falls. You might have heard that before. It might sound cheesy, but it's so true. I can promise you that first run in October where everything just kind of clicks into place after having a tough summer, it's all going to make sense. But if you haven't gone through that before, you don't have that like context to pull from right now. So focus on the quality of the effort. Summer is not the time to be hard on yourself about pace. Listen to your body and trust that the results are coming. You've got this. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next one.